is Focus. I'm tuned into CFRC 101.9, Queen's University Radio, Kingston, Ontario. We having a ballin' night.
That shit was trash. You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
It's JDO. You're listening to 101.9 CFRC, Kingston, Ontario, baby.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Hi, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Yola Tango. You are listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting live out of Kingston, Ontario. Not Kingston, Jamaica. Sorry. We are the birthplace of a few things, but possibly not reggae. But welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday, the birthplace of good times. I'm going to copyright that. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You got me here for another hour spinning the wheels of steel on this fine, muggy Wednesday morning. Like I said, we're coming at you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, sitting pretty in the limestone city. And we got our first dousing of rain for the first time like this month. Very happy to see that. Keep your eyes on the ground, though, people. I know it's gorgeous out there, but, you know, you might get some earthworm stompage going on. So, you know, be careful of that. The last set, we just heard an oldie but a goodie. Well, oldish one. Maybe it's about a decade old. David Hasselhoff, who I don't think I've ever played on the show before. I'm kicking myself because of that. David Hasselhoff with his track True Survivor from the Kung Fury soundtrack. Next break, when we talk about movie nerd stuff, I wanted to talk about movies that have been stuck indefinitely in development purgatory, just like Kung Fury 2, which is a thing that we may never see. More on that next break, though. This break, we like to talk about events that are going on in and around Kingston. We open up that last set, though, with Dwayne Gretzky, the original Canadian party band, with their cover of You Can Call Me Al. That was a Paul Simon hit from back in the day. Catchy as heck. I love it so much. But like I said, this time of morning, we like to do our community events roundup. If you're tuning in live, it is Wednesday morning, and that means the weekend is nigh upon us. Still plenty of summer to go, so we need to maximize this while we can and find some stuff that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. I believe it's no fool's guess to assume that the McKinnon Bros Back to the Farm Festival is sold out. However, there are many contests and giveaways. Just cruise around Instagram and maybe you'll get lucky. I think Tommy's has a giveaway right now on Instagram. Might want to look into that. Or just do like a blind search and see. Someone's giving away tickets. Got to check it out. Someone on Kingston Reddit actually had a couple of spare ticks. So if you're desperate, like I said, my number one advice for sneaking into festivals and concerts is to just walk in the back door, carrying a clipboard and just a lanyard, people will let you do anything if you carry a clipboard. So give it a whirl. Although you're way out in Bath, so if you get kicked out, you're kind of SOL. But if you don't want to be SOL this weekend and you want to check out some other amazing bands that are playing, why not consider sticking more close to home? Let's talk about Friday, August 15th. Coming up, we got a lot of good stuff. Hotel Wolf Island has got a free show on Friday night. Cherry Garcia, that's right, the Grateful Dead Jerry Garcia cover band is going to be playing there at 20:30, whatever that is in 24 hours. I'm not in the military, I don't know. You have to ask Hanson Grant for that. But that's Friday night at Hotel Wolf Island. Cherry Garcia, always a good time. And like I said, it is free. Everyone loves free. If you're into theater, the TK Fringe Festival is still going on. You're going to want to check out their website for more details. There's some shows on Friday night at the Grand and other venues. I've been hearing good things. It's always a very excellent festival to check out. Very cutting edge, like the name says, very fringe. So you're going to want to get out there and try that out. You know, if it's a first date, why not go see some live theater? You'll remember it forever. Yeah, it's good. Also, Friday, August 15th, the Astros with Evan Jackson and the High Road are going to be playing a show at the Mansion at 2100 hours. And it, of course, is also free. That's crazy. Yet again, here's another free show on Friday, August 15th for you. If you want to head down to Musiki, Super Nintendo is going to be playing. Again, free. It's crazy. There's like free shows all over the place on Friday night. This is fantastic. The Peter Kopp Project with Scott Dwyer and Sandy McKenzie are going to be playing tunes at the Old English Pub on Friday night. That's also free. The Royal Tavern on Princess Street, Friday, August 15th. Another free show. Max and His Equals, Product of the Claim, and the Hank Rotz Project are going to be playing live. No cover. No money required. Just spend all that money on pints. It'd be fantastic. So there's a lot going on. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. You want to check out kingstonlive.ca for a full directory of everything that's happening. That was just Friday. There's still stuff going on. Kyra is playing August 15th on Saturday at the Toucan. That's a free show. The Celtic Kitchen Party is going to be at Tiernanog on Friday. That's a free show. It's too much. Want something else free, folks? I got something free for you. Movies in the Square, August 14th, Thursday night. Wicked is going to be playing. I still haven't seen it yet. I hear it's all the rage. Ariana Grande, right? I forget who else is in it. Jeff Goldblum? I don't know. I never saw it. I like Wizard of Oz. I think I preferred the creepy sequel that Fairuza Balk was in the 80s. Was that Return to Oz? So who knows? Maybe this one will be good too. I know that there's the sequel coming out, so it's going to be big. You're going to want to get down there early. Where are the witches casting the spells on my diction? That's what's going on. So that's Movies in the Square this Thursday. That'll be big. That'll be a big time. I am a movie nerd, as you know, and so I do like to shout out what's going on at the screening room because they always have very cool stuff. The Naked Gun continues its run. I'm going to have to check that out before the end of the week, see what all the hubbub is about. I hear it's good. Classic film from 1975, Picnic at Hanging Rock, is starting on Friday. That's going to be playing through the weekend. The Cat Video Fest, it is exactly what it sounds like it is going on Thursday, August 14th at 3:50 p.m. And I'm sure there's going to be more screenings of that, I hope. And one exciting thing for me, Shin Godzilla is going to be playing this weekend in 4K. It is a Godzilla movie from Japan that is very brutal, very intense. The Godzilla monster is very weird in that one. I liked it a lot. I've only seen it the one time, but I love me some Godzilla. Or some Gojira, however you want to pronounce it. So that's going to be playing at the screening room all weekend long. And then before we get back to the tunes, looking ahead to some events that are coming up that you might want to keep on your radar, the 50th anniversary celebration of the Great Lakes Museum, which is in downtown Kingston at 55 Ontario Street, is going to be happening September 7th. It's from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The reason I mention it is because there's a special offer of a 20-minute sneak peek of the SS Keewatin. So tickets are on sale now. Check out the Great Lakes Museum website for more details. Again, it's a few weeks away, but again, if you want to get those tickets for that special sneak peek tour, I hear that the SS Keewatin is quite excellent. I think one of these days, Simone and I are going to have to do a live show from the ship. But Yeah, so that's what's going on in and around town. So more on that later. Next break, we're going to get back to the tunes, but next break, we're going to talk nerd stuff. We're going to focus on movies that are caught in development turmoil that will never see the light of day. So we'll get back to it. Coming up next, here's the Black Keys. Oh, hey!
Hey! Just had to jump on quickly.
What's going on, Simone?
What about me?
You're just coming
what about
in. For,
me?
I thought you were going to come on for 30 seconds. Say hello.
I know. Well, we'll go to the next break, and we can catch up after.
Thank God you're here. I can finally talk to somebody. My name's Jeff the Nerd,
and I'm Simone the Moan.
And here's brand new Black Keys with "A Little Too High" right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Thanks for coming in, Simone. Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Seesaw going up and down, all around. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Death Train by the Bobby Lees right here on CFRC's. We're doing our hard rock punk heavy show today so we can, you know, pound our chests and scream in madness at this never-ending heat wave. Although, thank goodness we got a little bit of rain today. I think it was us. I think Simone and I did that. You're welcome, people. Also in that set, we had a brand new track from a band called Psychic Pigs. And the track was called Psychic Pigs. Only the best here on Queen's University Radio, House of Learned Doctors. Before Psychic Pigs, we had a classic from Aretha Franklin with Seesaw. And we opened it up with brand new stuff from the Black Keys with A Little Too High. The Black Keys is a band that never seems to stop. And we're all the better for it. We're not going to stop. We're here with you here for another little while. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Simone Limon is in the house. She's our tech genius, our communications officer, trying to get the live stream going. So keep your eyes peeled on our Facebook page, because we're going to get that going. It's going to be good. But like, sorry? Simone Otley at CFRC Radio. That's Facebook. Yeah, that's right. So like I said, my name is Jeffrey the Movie Nerd. And if you're into movies and nerd stuff, you come to the right place, because this segment, we like to talk about everything that's going on in Geekstown, USA. That's right. What's going on in Holly Weird? Not a lot of big news headlines going on. There's a few nice trailers that have come out. A few celebrity birthdays. Sebastian Stan turns 43. John Slattery is 63. Kevin Tighe turns 81. You know him. He was the good guy in whatchamacallit, Roadhouse, one of my favorite summer movies. But not a lot of headlines going on. I just wanted to talk about some terrible movies that I saw in the last week. I didn't see anything good. And then maybe pivot to a little conversation about how potentially good movies are all being shelved right now in favor of tax write-offs. I don't know if you've been hearing about this or not, but basically there's a thing where movies that have been filmed and completed are being completely scrapped because of, you know, lawsuits and or tax write-offs. One of the big ones was that I was looking at was the Coyote versus Acme movie that is actually being released at the end of the month. For those of you who don't know, it was a it's an American comedy movie that got filmed and completed like 5 years ago, and it's been in the can, and the studio decided to just not release it. It was kind of like the movie The Producers, where they figure they'll make more money with a flop than with a hit. And it's just bogus to me that they do that. It's a live action animated hybrid comedy that's based on the Looney Tunes. And the idea is that it's a courtroom comedy where Will Forte plays a lawyer that's representing the Coyote, the Wile E. Coyote. And the Wile E. Coyote is suing Acme because of years of, you know, destructive behavior.
Okay, I'm trying to follow you here.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay. First of all, just quickly.
Hey, Simone.
We are live on Facebook.
Ah, so sweet.
Okay, so we got the live Facebook going, and that handle is on Facebook. It's Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. So the same as the Instagram, but this time we're live on Facebook. So that's SimoneTheMoane. ATCFRCRADIO.
Sup, Facebook Live?
Okay. And that's all I really wanted to say.
Because we want to give you people a window into the madness.
Yeah, a window into a little bit what we're doing. I'm wearing a big safari hat. That's my costume for today.
Well, it's like a Smokey the Bear hat, which is a little appropriate these days.
It is. So, sorry to interrupt you there.
No, that's fine.
Jeff, go ahead again. What were you saying?
So, we're talking about the movie segment. And this week, I wanted to talk a little bit. Last week, we were going on about legacy sequels and whether or not it's a good idea. This week I want to talk a little bit about movies that are done but are not getting released because of tax loopholes.
Right.
We all heard about the infamous Batgirl movie.
Yeah, that was crazy. How much did they pay to spend on that?
$94 million.
Wow.
Just to let it sit on a shelf. We're never going to see Brendan Fraser with two flamethrowers on top of a fire truck. Like, that's crazy to me. Wow. So the latest one is Coyote versus Acme, which is coming out this August. Some little company called Ketchup Entertainment scooped up the distribution rights. And because of all this hype, because of the situation, they're going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And they didn't even make the movie. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. And then earlier in the show, before you got here, we played a David Hasselhoff track from a movie called Kung Fury.
I didn't realize how popular he was or is
still
abroad.
Yeah.
And I guess here, You know, but...
Oh, but he's a huge recording artist over in Europe and Germany.
It makes me think of the song, You Got to Reach Out to hold on my hand, you know?
That's right.
You got to hold on, baby, never give up.
Absolutely.
You got to reach... Like, you guys remember Baywatch, right?
Of course. I think we should play that next week on the show.
We should, yeah.
Yeah, so David Hasselhoff did that song for I call it a short movie because it was an hour long, but it was called Kung Fury, and it was about this, you know, Miami cop who does kung fu and his partner's killed, and they go back in time to fight Hitler, and there's robots and Vikings on dinosaurs.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy, right?
That sounds like a lot of things.
It is a lot of things, but it was a lot crammed into an hour. So they made that movie, came out like 2016, big hit. Second movie, done, in the can, co-stars Bradley Cooper and David Hasselhoff's in it.
Wow.
And it's held up because of a lawsuit, a lawsuit where one of the investors didn't pony up $10 million for VFX, and then they've been involved in a lawsuit for like 6 years.
It seems like there's always a lawsuit going on in Hollywood, like just constantly, and people not getting paid. Like, how do you function for so long in a business or be some kind of large, what do you call the movie?
Like a conglomerate or a corporation?
What would you call, like, MGM is a...
Production studio.
Studio, and just carry on just not pay people.
Right?
You know?
And then we, the audience, are not the only victims of this, but, you know, we are victims because we don't get to see these movies.
I wonder if it's more like the people who it's happening to are afraid to speak up because they're afraid they're not going to get another job.
Could be.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, the powers that be, do you know what I mean? Like, you're only as good as your last job or whatever,
right? That's true. Here's an example for you that you just remind me of, Simone. Mm. There's a movie coming out at the screening this weekend called Together. Stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie. It's like a body horror movie or whatever.
Okay.
They're married in real life. They produce the film themselves.
Yeah.
And they are embroiled in a lawsuit because it is alleged that they stole that movie idea from another filmmaker. Because this filmmaker said that they were watching the movie at a film festival and it was so similar to what they'd written. And not just that, but that filmmaker pitched that idea to Alison Brie and Dave Franco.
Yeah.
And it was rejected.
Yeah, so I guess that, I've been thinking about this theme a lot lately. This idea of, like, having ideas or things you are working on and telling people about it.
Yes.
Now, I have, like, this has happened to me time and time and time again, where I've had this great idea. I've literally, twisted my mind into kind of, you know, thinking about how is this going to work? How am I going to push this forward?
What is it? Tell us now.
Right. And then I go and tell someone.
Yeah.
And they've got whatever resources that I don't have, and they just do it. Like, they've taken it away.
Yeah.
And I've opened up my big fat mouth. Now, this is happening too many times. And that's why I think about this Bible verse all the time. It says, be quick to listen and slow to speak.
Yeah. Good call.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes just work on it. Finish it. Tell when it's done.
Yeah.
Then tell people.
But how much would that suck if you pitch a movie idea, it gets rejected, and then 6 months later
I think this sort of thing happens all the time, even in business. You go and pitch it to you hope that the company will do it, but they've got in-house everything.
Yeah.
And they just make them do it.
And then, like you were saying earlier, do you even speak up for risk of not getting another job if you're some up-and-comer?
So to me, the solution to this is keep your mouth shut and produce it yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because we're losing too many good movies to frivolous things like this.
That's crazy.
And then you know what we're getting instead? Released terrible movies.
Yeah.
Before we get back to the tunes, I want to gripe about two awful movies starring two of my favorite actors that I watched over the past week. First and foremost, I want to talk about Eddie Murphy's new movie very quickly.
Oh, he has a new movie?
It came out. It's called The Pickup. It stars Pete Davidson and Kiki Palmer. It's like an action comedy where they play armored car workers and they get held hostage.
How many times have we seen this?
Many times. And then I don't recommend seeing it again.
How many times have we seen this?
So I watched the movie and it was terrible. I'm sorry to say. It was the perfect example of a Hollywood studio picture.
But you know what? Sometimes we think it's like, why would Eddie Murphy be in this? But maybe they have no choice in it, and like they have some kind of behind the scenes contract, and the studio is saying, no, you've agreed to this, you have to do it, and you're like, no, script sucks, this, it's not, but you have to go do it. I think there's a lot of that
could be it too.
I think there's a lot of that must be going on that we don't really know. We don't really understand some things that we see.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I just think that, I think in this case of the movie, I think he probably saw the idea and thought that it looked good on paper. The trailer looked good. It seemed like a fine idea for an action comedy, but then the execution was just done very lazily. You're right. He's probably contractually obligated.
This is such an odd thing.
They probably give Eddie Murphy a dozen scripts and they say, read them out, pick one.
Pick one.
And he's like, okay, this is a solid idea for
a
movie.
They all said, no, you're doing this one. And all the executives said, you're doing this one.
Yeah, I don't think with Eddie Murphy,
no?
though. I think Eddie Murphy's still got God status.
Doing, yeah, you think think so?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he tells people what to do. Mm. But I think that's true for a lot of, like, smaller actors. Yeah, like maybe Pete Davidson had to do something like this.
And, you know, and I think that Keke Palmer, she's such a big personality. I don't know, I just see her in her own thing. Like, she's able to carry her own show.
She was good. I mean, they were good in the movie.
They were
fine. Yeah, she was great.
Pete Davidson was good. Yeah. It was Eddie Murphy that it didn't suit.
Oh, no, Eddie Murphy was great, too. Like, when they let him off.
Why is this bad? Why do you feel?
Because the execution was lazy.
Exactly. Well, like, how?
Well, everything. Like, the action scenes were just sort of done on a bland, like, Atlanta highway. There was nothing really to it. There was no depth. It was all very wishy-washy.
Okay, so basic.
No character.
Basic, right?
Basic.
Mediocre.
Very mediocre. Okay. It was directed by Tim Story, who's a very mediocre filmmaker.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't like that guy. When I saw his name on the trailer, I thought, okay.
Oh, he said it. My goodness. He said it, people.
So, if you're going to check...
mediocre.
So if you're going to check out the
pickup...
Okay, you're
not getting into that party. Like,
yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. But that's good to know, though. Like,
all in all, I think it's...
Because you're looking at it, like, your perspective... Like, for me, I'm, like, the audience, right? Perspective. But you are, like, a true, like...
Nerd.
No. You are a true studied filmmaker. And it's kind of neat to hear your perspective when you say, like, it's not layered. So when you say the cinematography, you want to see more colors. You want to see more depth.
Yeah, it just seemed like you banged it out in a weekend kind of thing.
Okay.
So the silver lining is that there's a lot of people in Hollywood that got a job out of it, like a lot of stunt people, a lot of effects people.
Right.
It's a folding laundry movie. I finished it. It was fine, but it was a movie I did.
Yeah,
you're
just not inspired.
Yeah.
Right.
The second movie, before we get back to it, that I watched that I couldn't get. This is more of a challenge to our listeners and viewers. Mm-hmm. If you can go more than 10 minutes into Ice Cube's new War of the Worlds movie, I will give you $5.
War of the Worlds, Ice Cube.
Oh my God, Simone. Jeez Louise. Here's another. Okay, so this one got filmed in 2020.
Yeah.
Put on the shelf for five years.
Okay.
Then they released it.
Right.
And it's an adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, but it's Ice Cube as a, like, national security expert, but it's the kind of shtick movie where it's all done from the point of view of his computer screen. So it's just his face and all of his links that he's clicking on.
Seriously? And he was able to carry that?
No, it's atrocious. It's horrible. It's the worst movie we've ever seen, Simone.
No.
I tried three different sittings.
Three different sittings to try and
I couldn't get 10 minutes in.
No.
I just kept screaming.
How does that pitch work? Like, who approves that?
I think that was a product of the pandemic where they're like, how are we going to make movies? And then can we relate to people who are on Zoom all the time?
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Because there was another one that came out around that time with John Cho where it was like his daughter has gone missing and he's sifting through all of her emails and social media trying to track her down. It was like a thriller, right?
Yeah.
And that was all done from the computer screen point of view. And that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It was shorter. It was, I don't know. Just avoid this Ice Cube. I love Ice Cube. Don't get me wrong.
I love you, but this, not even Ice Cube, not even Eddie Murphy could have overcome that situation.
Oh, that situation.
That movie, whatever.
So I guess my long rant is all about how do some great movies like Kung Fury 2 get buried and terrible movies like The Pickup?
I don't know. Like, I guess...
It's the way it works,
I guess.
Yeah,
The Pickup is just gimmicky. They just think, oh, we'll just slap Eddie Murphy on it.
Yeah.
And then people
throw
will
it
watch
on Prime,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked. I watched it.
It worked. It worked. They just, and as long as they get the eyeball, they get the ad, right?
Yeah.
They get the ad, and then done and done.
It worked. Keke Palmer sucked me in like she does.
It worked.
So, you know.
I'm sorry.
The Pickup is mediocre. War of the Worlds is terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Word of advice.
Word from Jeff the Movie Nerd.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone Lamone. If you are listening right now, you can also catch us live at Simone Lamone at CFRC Radio on Facebook. We are currently live streaming the show. We're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then afterwards, we're going to talk about what's going on in Simone's world.
Okay, sure.
Here's,
why not?
Yeah, here's a brand new one from The Trues. This one is called...
The Breakdown.
Right here.
On CFRC.
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired all the time, and all my worst fears coming to mind, waking up over my head. I'm in deep, I made my own bed. Everything feels like a giant regret when you're up to your ears and heartache in bed. I took a shower, stared at the drain, wiped the mirror, and there was my face. The freedom lies on the other side. In vain, misspoke. Silver Lake took its toll. My shiny things, they all got old. But freedom lies on the other side. Watch the sparks fly, waking up in the bed I made. Gotta clean this room and get on my way. Yeah!
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
order of deportations. First, you'll be rounding up your tired, then your poor, then your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Breathers. Got it.
From the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
some women's Bible study or something. I'll make you watch something.
What do you see? You see one woman get blown up and...
I can't. Look, see a little paper? I'll throw it again.
Simone comes in here and I give her solid gold every week of things that she needs to watch. We're watching Kung Fury right now.
Okay.
And she sees one Hitler robot.
Jeff, your precious little paper.
Throws the piece of paper away.
Your precious little paper.
How could you not?
Look, I'll stick it somewhere.
They call me Jeffrey the movie nerd for a reason.
Well, we need you. We need you.
Okay. I suppose.
Everybody calm down.
Welcome back, everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wednesday, where all good things come to die.
Aw, what's going on?
It's too hot.
That is true.
That's what's going on.
I would probably say that I'm going to guess about right now in this studio, it's about 30 degrees at least.
And it's not just you and I.
It's not that we're hot.
We are.
We are. Like, we've always been.
Yeah.
Okay, we've always been.
But usually the air conditioning can keep up with our smolderingness.
Yeah, so it's hot today.
So everyone stay cool out there. Mm-hmm. I guess in summation, drink a lot of water.
Yeah, remember to drink water, remember to eat, and try to go somewhere that's cooler, whether that be a grocery store, a department store.
Splash pad.
Yeah. And if you have any neighbors that you know of who are elderly or vulnerable or have chronic conditions, please knock on the door. Try to see them. If you can help them with air conditioning and stuff, please do that.
Did I tell you about the splash pad controversy last week?
What happened?
There was a little 10-year-old boy who apparently was blocking off the drain with like mud and cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
Flooding it out, and he wasn't letting anyone near it. Apparently, people were too afraid to confront this little monster.
Right. And then what happened?
That was it.
These poorly behaved children.
Yeah.
Poorly behaved.
I like it,
though. That's terrible. How old do you think you might have been?
They said about 10. You know, they're like, oh, there's a 10-year-old flooding out the splash pad.
You know what it is? Like, I think we're all afraid when it comes to, like,
confronting children. Because they're wild cards.
Because so many kids have been brought up in a way, like, this helicopter parenting where everything's soft, everyone gets an award. Like, do you know what I mean?
I was telling them about...
If it was me... Like, if I was doing something like that, like, I would just be raked over the coals.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I just feel we're in a different time, and everyone's afraid, and there's phones everywhere. You don't want to be accused
of anything. I don't think his parents were there. I think he was just,
He's just freestyling
just
alone?
A punk. Yeah.
He's just a punk kid.
That's why we have a few more weeks left of roving gangs of punk kids flooding out splash pads.
Have you been in the water at all? Like,
no.
A lake or pool or anything?
You kidding me? Ruin this complexion? I don't want to scare.
That's true.
I don't want to scare everyone with my amazing physique.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
No wonder I can't hear any music because I don't have my earphones on.
Oh, you're missing Delivery by Slack Bridges Jeeps.
I love. There we are.
There we are.
Now I feel better.
Absolutely. Speaking of music, that last set we had a brand new track by Josie with My Boy and I. Also in there, Carl Holmes and the Commanders. With something that was good. I can't remember, but it was excellent. Mm. Also in that last set, Loose Lips with their new trick, Last Laugh. And we opened it up with The Trues and The Breakdown. Hope you guys don't break down mentally today. I know we had that rain, but it's going to get hot again.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot.
It's a hot, hot summer.
Yeah. So
the Holy Spirit cool you off.
So I think
MC
we're going
to...
Is that?
That's what he said that.
Oh, nice.
He said that. I got to find that clip somewhere.
Nice.
It sounds unbelievable, but the dude said it.
See? Well, there you go. Parachute pants would be very...
I know.
Would be very comfortable.
Where could we find that?
I don't know. We have to make them.
No, make them.
You have to make them.
I know. You could probably do it.
I guess so. Yeah, we figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyways. We're going to play ourselves out, and we'll catch you guys all next Wednesday, another week closer to September, closer to fall.
Yeah. Can you believe?
Did you
feel like it went fast?
Yes.
Summer?
We still have a few weeks left, though.
We still need to go canoeing. We still need to...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We could flood the splash pad and put a canoe in it.
We could.
A little kid's on to something.
We could.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan. Wave to everyone at the live.
Oh, yeah. Check us out on Facebook Live.
Yeah, all zero of you.
Yeah. We're gonna play ourselves out with...
Don't worry. This is just a start. We're just starting.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We're going to hear a classic from Todd Rivers. This is One Track Lover from the Garth Marenghi's Dark Place soundtrack. One of Simone's favorite television shows.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Dark Marenghi?
Garth Marenghi. And then
okay.
And then if we get to it, we're going to hear some Charlotte Cardin with Feel Good.
Okay.
We feel good.
Yeah, I feel good. I knew that I would.
Wonderful. Any words of wisdom before we sign off, Simone?
Just stay cool, okay?
Yeah.
Just stay cool. Take care of yourselves, okay?
Awesome. We'll catch you guys all next week.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Why won't she be mine? I wish I was more attractive like Douglas. Still, one can only dream.
Que je comprendrai jamais, pyramide. Et j'ai pensé tomber contre toi, italique. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. You make me feel good. quand j'ai plu, je me sens à l'aise, ironique. Et j'ai pensé mourir avec toi, si anide. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore